Well, let's look at Acts 2, verse 1. Acts 2, 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord, one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." I see, just looking around, I believe everybody's filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I want to touch on this tonight specifically in a certain vein. It says, verse 4, "They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And go to 1 Corinthians, let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." So he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. So when you're speaking in tongues, you're not speaking to men. That's including yourself. "For no one understands him. However," you can build yourself up in your most holy faith. You're edifying yourself. That's what's going on, but you're not speaking. In other words, you don't understand what you're saying unless you get an interpretation. It says, "For no one understands him." No one. Well, that would include you. That would include me. "However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." Let's look in the Amplified. It says, "For one who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to people, but to God, for no one understands him or catches his meaning, but by the Spirit he speaks mysteries, secrets, or secret truths, or hidden things." So when you're speaking, of course, this applies to the ministry gift of tongues, but it applies, it just says tongues. I mean, this applies also just to the personal gift of tongues that in filling what was referred to in Acts 2:4. So when you're speaking in other tongues, you are speaking mysteries. And you're not speaking to people, you're speaking to God, but you're speaking out mysteries. You're speaking out, here it says, secret truths, hidden things. So when you're speaking in praying in the Spirit, it is not doing nothing. It is doing something. It's just that your mind doesn't understand it because you're not speaking to yourself. We're going to come back to James, but let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:14. It says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." If I pray in a tongue, what part of you is praying? Spirit. Your spirit. Now, we are spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. It's your spirit that's praying. It's not your head. You're not praying out of your head. You're not praying. I mean, your mouth is moving, but the source, where's the source of what you're saying? It's your spirit. By the Holy Spirit in you. See, the Holy Spirit isn't praying. He's not overtaking you. He is giving you unction, your spirit, so he is helping your spirit to pray. Your spirit's praying. That is the source. That's the source of the words. They're not coming from your head. You're not praying them out of your head. You're not making them up, in other words. You're not thinking of them ahead of time and then speaking them out. The source of it is your spirit. So we need to understand we're a spirit, and I don't want to get off. You know, you need to locate your spirit. Part of the way you do that's your conscience. For a Christian, that's a reliable guide, and it's your conscience. You'll be able to tell what that is. It's the same part of you that tells you that's not right. Don't do that. Yeah. Go in this way. That's the way. Well, there's a source there. There's a source where things are coming from. Your head is a source for certain things. You know, like when you're doing math or, you know, writing something, it may come out of your head. Yeah, well, I mean, your spirit could give you answers. Things can come from there. But I mean, generally speaking, when we're talking stuff, that's coming out of our head. But your heart can be the source of things. And we want to become conscious of that, because our spirit is the real us. Our spirit's the one that is the part of us that's born again. So when the Holy Spirit's given your spirit those words, then he's the one. See, God knows what the words are. God's the one helping you to speak mysteries, to get answers, and speak out things that he knows need to be spoken out. Your head doesn't know that. So if your head's the source, you're not going anywhere. Number one, if your head's the source, you would understand what you're saying, because you made it up. But it's not the source. God's the source. Ultimately, God, through your spirit, you speaking it out, that's the source. It comes out your mouth. You've got to give voice to it. You and I have to yield to it. In other words, you're not going to just stand there and God's going to take you over and make you speak. That's not the way it works. You can just say, well, God's going to fill me with the Holy Spirit. When he does it, I'll be ready. And just wait. No, you've got to, there'll be words that aren't English and you they're coming up and you speak them out. You yield, you give way. That's how it works. Well, when you're giving way, something's going on. You're not speaking to men. You're not speaking to people. You're speaking to God. And we read, you're speaking mysteries. You're speaking, like it said in the Amplified, secret truths, hidden things. Hidden to us, not hidden to God. You only know what you know. I only know what I know, but God knows everything. This is why, this is one of the powerful things about praying in the Spirit, praying in our tongues. That's why it's been attacked. Well, number one, your head doesn't understand it, so people that are carnal and only in their head, they go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, the Bible says it doesn't make any sense. The Bible admits it doesn't make any sense to you. To me, to persons, to people, you're not speaking to them. You're speaking to God. So yeah, your number one, your head, it doesn't know. But number two, God is trying to get across things to for us to pray out that only he knows. But how are you going to get? He knows what needs to be prayed out, but we don't know. Well, if you're limited to what you know, you can pray the word in certain areas, but you're limited to what you know. You can't pray everything. But God's not limited. So he can circumvent our limited brain and our limited understanding by praying in the Spirit. So we connect with him. Now, we're praying out things that we don't know. He knows, but we're still praying them out. They're in a language we don't understand, but it's a language, and it's going into the atmosphere, and it's powerful, and so we're speaking out mysteries, and so you can get answers of things you don't know about because God knows, and that's one of the ways he gets it over to us. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to just touch on and focus on tonight, is that you can get answers by praying in the Spirit. Before we go on, 1 Corinthians, now I'm going to go back. So go to James 1:5. And then we'll go back to 1 Corinthians. James 1:5. So there's a lot of ways you can use it, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. In the NLT, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. Notice it doesn't say maybe. It says he'll give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So if you need wisdom, if being like at a certain time, because we're all going to need wisdom. If you need wisdom, ask God, our generous God, and he will give it to you, and he won't rebuke you for asking. In other words, he won't say, don't you know that? Why are you asking? He won't rebuke you. He knows everything. But he'll give you wisdom. Well, that can come a number of ways. I mean, you're asking for God. You're not determining how it's coming. You're believing God. You have it. When you pray, you believe you've got it, and now you start acting on it. Okay, and it'll come. Well, here's the thing, and this is what I want to talk about. One of the ways it can come, one of the ways you can get direction, And definitely, just in generally, whether you're believing for wisdom or not, or just praying, is by praying in other tongues, praying in the Spirit, you're praying out mysteries. And when you're doing that, things are going forth that are mysteries to you, but aren't mysteries to God, and He can get it across to you. So you pray them out, and now you pray them out in the Spirit, but it can give illumination to your mind, where now you're praying things out, and then you start to, it could be an impression. You see stuff. It doesn't have to go in words out in front of you like blah, 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 blah. It could, but it could just be something comes up and you see. I'm not talking about a vision or anything, just an impression. Like, you know, the way your imagination works, you can just, you're not seeing something out in front of you, just like an impression or something about something, a certain area, or an answer. What about this? Or you just see something. You can see, I've seen that so many times. You know, you just kind of see the answer to something. Like if it's something that has space or how to do it, or like I used to do this all the time when I wrote software, you just see, just go there. This is where, you know, go, this is the answer. Whether I was praying in the Spirit or not, just stuff comes up and you get that. One of the ways it can come though is praying in the Spirit. You're praying out mysteries. This is a vehicle for God to illuminate us. One of the ways He can get things over to us. So we're spending time. See, it takes faith to pray in the Spirit. Because you don't know what you're saying, and your mind's going, this is stupid. So now you have to get past that, and you have got to yield to your Spirit when your mind is going, why are we doing this? And I don't understand what we're saying anyway. Well, that takes faith. Why you do it? Because the Bible says it, and the Bible's saying what we are talking about here. So you're spending time, you're praying, you're yielding and in faith, acting. Well, when you're acting faith, well, God is able to meet you, and you don't know what you're praying, but you can say, well, you know, I want to spend some time praying about such and such. God, help me to pray about this. Help me. And you just spend time praying. And what are you doing? You're putting your spiritual antenna up and in that area, and you're just saying, I'm meditating, praying on this thing, and I'm praying out, praying, God, help me to pray about it. Well, He can help you to pray. Well, answers can come that way. You can start to see, oh, I should do this. Or you just get an impression and you get a peace. And it may not come all at once. It may not come in a minute, 2 minutes. It might even come that time, but you do that over time. It could be days, weeks, and months. It just depends on what it is, but you start getting answers. You start seeing ways. God can lead us that way. 1 Corinthians 14:14 in the Amplified Classic, it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me. Notice that. So your spirit by the Holy Spirit within you. In other words, the Holy Spirit's helping your spirit to pray. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit or helps, and it helps nobody. In the Amplified, so we just read the Amplified Classic. This is the Amplified. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it does not understand what my spirit is praying. What we talked about. But 1 Corinthians 14:15 then says, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. He just got done saying, when you're praying in the Spirit, your mind's unproductive. But you can pray with the Spirit in that way, but you can also pray with your mind. You know what the Bible says, so you can pray things out. You can pray the Bible out, right? You can pray scriptures you know. You know what to pray. Like for James 1:5, if you know that, you can pray for wisdom. But then you can also pray in the Spirit so that wisdom comes forth. Do you see it? I mean, you pray with the Spirit, or you pray with understanding, and you pray with the Spirit. It's not one or the other. They work together. We're reading Bible verses, right? This isn't First Jim. This is the Bible. So this isn't my opinion. This is what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 14:8 says, then I thank God. This is the Apostle Paul. He said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. This is the one that wrote the majority of the New Testament. He's saying, I speak with tongues more than any of you. Well, if the one that wrote the Bible, that the Holy Spirit used to write a lot of the Bible, the New Testament, is saying, I speak in tongues more than you all, and we're going to go, well, I don't need that. Maybe there's a reason why he wrote a bunch of the New Testament. Maybe he's He's using this and praying, well, revelation is coming, and it's coming through him. One more verse, Romans 8:26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. See, you don't always know. You can pray for something, like we just said, like for wisdom, and that's what we're talking about, but you don't know exactly what way to go. And you don't know how to pray. But God can help you pray. And here's a phrase that some of you have heard me say before, but I want to say it. One person that when we were at Rhema and I was in third year pastor's group, one of our classes was literally for 8 weeks. I think it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They'd have a different pastor or, you know, a pastoral couple in every week. And they would just, for those hours, the 3 hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they would just share what was ever on their heart. Whatever God had ministered to them, to minister to us. And one of these couples came. And I remember one of the things he said. He said, when you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Amen. He said, pray in the Spirit. I'm going to say that again. When you don't know what to do, you know what to do. You pray in the Spirit. So in other words, if I don't know what to do, well, that's the time to pray in the Spirit. I know I need to pray in the Spirit because I need to get answers. I need to speak out some mysteries because something's a mystery to me, but not to God. How, one way that I'm going to get it from being a mystery to me, even though God knows how he's going to get it over to me, is by praying things out in the Spirit. And so here in Romans 8, verse 26, then, likewise, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm going to clarify that in a moment, one way that can be taken. Now he who searches the hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is helping us to pray according to the will of God. Now, you don't know what you're praying, so you're not directing it, but the Holy Spirit's going to help you pray out the will of God. If it's in a certain area, you don't know what to do, but you want to know, and the Holy Spirit's going to help you pray according to the will of God. According to the will of God, which is what we want. We want the will of God. God knows some things that we don't know. That's an understatement. He knows infinitely more than we know, and what we need to do is get a hold of some of that. And so part of that is we're praying things out in the Spirit. And the CEV, Romans 8, 26, says, in certain ways we are weak, but the Spirit is here to help us. For example, when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit prays for us in ways that cannot be put into words. In the Amplified Classic, it says, so too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we do not know what prayer to offer for, or nor how to offer it worthily as we ought, but the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Now, to utter obviously means to speak, to sound. The note in the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary says on Romans 8, 26, it says, with groanings which cannot be uttered, that is, which cannot be expressed in articulate language. So in other words, a language you know, it's not being expressed, but that can apply, doesn't always, people can groan in the Spirit and things, but it also can apply to praying in other tongues. In other words, you're praying things out that it's not articulate, it's not your normal language, but it is things that the Holy Spirit is helping you to pray. What? Because you don't know what to pray as you ought, but the Holy Spirit will help you pray according to the will of God. When you don't know, you know there's something there, you know you need help, but you don't know, the Holy Spirit can help you pray. So when we don't know, we do know what to do. We need to spend some time just praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, meditating in those, just praying out mysteries, and God can get things out. Number one, he can get things over you, but you're also, remember, you're praying things out according to his will. So you're changing things in this world. You're praying things out. It's the same as if you were praying in English and had a scripture and you knew exactly what to pray and you're praying about certain things. Well, you're praying it. It's just that you don't know what you're saying. You're praying in other tongues, but it's still going forth. In other words, it's changing things in the world. It's setting the stage for you out front of you to do things, to walk in. You're praying, like somebody said, it's like you're laying tracks out in front of you. Like if for a railroad, it's like you're laying the tracks so that the rail car can go on that. When you're praying in other tongues, you're just laying that out in front of you so you can walk in it. Some of that is what's going on, so things can be smooth. So things are already being taken care of. So things that you don't need to be, that you don't know exactly what needs to happen, it starts happening, that you're setting into motion, divine connections. You're setting into motion favor. You're setting into motion supply, different things like that, because you're praying out. You're setting in motion wisdom to get over to you. There was, I wasn't there, but people that were there, earlier times of Pentecost and Pentecostal churches, they would have an altar up in front, and people after the service, they would just go and they would just pray, spend times praying, and they would get answers that way. Just spending time praying in the presence of God. Of course, you can do it at home, but in corporate, just spending some time before God, and you can pray out some mysteries if you need answers. That you're giving, you're going to God and say, God, because people don't have all your answers. I don't have all your answers. God is our source. He has the answer. And sometimes we've gotten away from that. We start looking to people or just to look up or Googling stuff or ChatGPT. And well, that's not the answer we need. I'm not saying you can't use those tools. I use those tools, but that it doesn't know the answer to everything. And there's things that only God can tell you and show you. What you need is to be praying things out. And so specifically, if you need wisdom, if you need direction, if there's some things you don't know what to do, then we know what to do. Let's spend a little bit of time on that. Know what to do. Pray out. Spend some time praying in the Spirit. We're going to spend some time just praying in the Spirit and just giving God that place to be, to illuminate our minds and to lead us in mysteries. And then you can keep doing that at home. Not that you haven't been doing it, but that's something that you can just stir up and just be praying things out so that you're yielding to God and you're praying out mysteries. Amen.